Hi, you're listening to a show that was recorded for the 2023 WCFM Throwback. This show was recorded on March 18th, 2023. If you have any questions about the Throwback, you can contact me at admin@wcfmthrowback.com. And if you just want to put in a request or dedication for next year's Throwback, that can be put at requests@wcfmthrowback.com. Hope you enjoy the show.
Hello. We're on 91.9 in Williamstown, WCFM, and that was Ed Wiggers and Lucia. Thank you very much. I'm in the studio now with Rebecca Mattson.
Hey there.
And we have the honored guest of Gina Coleman sitting by as well. Hey, Gina.
Hey, how you doing?
We're doing well. I'm Kathy Ryan. We're all from the class of 1990, and we're so thrilled to be back here. Rebecca and I actually had our first radio show in the summer of 1988, and we called it The Day After the Night Before. It was good times. And so this show is called The Millennium After the Century Before. Very different studio than the one we remember in the basement of Baxter. It's pretty cool. My first track is an acknowledgement of some of the songs we heard wafting through the freshman quad most of 1986 and 87. A lot of Peter Gabriel that year. The album that that was the album So. And this track, Salisbury Hill, is not off that album, but it is one of my brother's favorite songs. He's class of 92. Hey, Jim Ryan, this goes out to you, Salisbury Hill.
My heart.
And I just can't get enough. And I just can't get enough. You're like an angel and you give me your love. And I just can't seem to get enough.
Yeah.
Hey, we're back. This is Kathy Ryan.
Rebecca Mattson.
And Gina Coleman in the studio as well.
Hey there.
We're all class of 1990. We're thrilled to be back here at WCFM 91.9 in Williamstown. Those last two tracks reminded me very strongly of our freshman year. Where do you guys live freshman year? I was in Williams E. How about you?
I was in Morgan Hall at the top of Spring Street.
And Gina, you were in?
I was in Fairweather.
Nowadays known as Fay.
It's Fay now.
Nowadays Fay, yes. So the first song is a dedication to my freshman roomie, Megan King Henderson. What a good choice by Phil Smith to put us together, because we're still exceptionally close friends today. We've done a lot of adventures together, and it was she who really first turned me on to New Wave. Somehow it never made it to my corner of Connecticut, and we went and actually celebrated our 50th birthdays at a Depeche Mode concert.
Nice.
So that one was for you, Megan. And then Beastie Boys, oh my God, does that just emblemize our freshman year? Next song is from my memories of the 1987 summer. It's Robert Cray. He had just released a Strong Persuader album, and I was a reunion ranger for the classes in June of 1987, and this got a lot of rotation that weekend. So here we go.
Thank you.
All right, that was Erasure, A Little Respect, right off the album The Innocence, which was a staple of my sophomore year listening. And the next song is dedicated to people whose radio show during the summer of 88, when I was in Williamstown, as were you, Rebecca?
Yes, I was.
We were in, where were we, Carter, Bryant?
Begins with a G? No?
No, we were in...
Gladden?
We were in Gladden?
No.
Here's why it was so hard to pull together this list. I asked so many people, what did we play at that party? What did we play that summer? What did we play when we went on that trip? And nobody is remembering. So we don't even remember where we lived. How's that for being 50-something? That summer I tagged along to a radio show hosted by Rachel Maiorano, Shelley Hyatt, and Linda Burke. They're all class of 89. And they called themselves Three Women at Once. And then when I joined them in the studio, we were Four Women at Once. And so I reached out to Linda to ask, so what kinds of stuff did we play? I think I have a cassette somewhere, but what do you remember? And she says, well, I'm pretty sure it was a lot of hard classic rock, some AC/DC, some Led Zeppelin. I definitely would have played that. So I did a little digging, and I found a cassette, and she's full of it, because here we have Falco and Men Without Hats. And
that's
Squeeze. Yeah, no. I mean, it's great stuff. But anyway, so Linda, this is in honor of your show during the summer of 88. It is the Led Zeppelin You Think You Were Playing.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, can follow from me. Your land you can lean upon me. Your bridge, your flowering tree.
You can still depend on me and I'll be.
The ticking of your clock
and I'll be.
The numbers on your wall
and I'll be.
Your hands to stop the time.
So that last track is in honor of you, Rebecca Mattson. You were the ignition for my love of Annie Lennox, of the Eurythmics. And that song, if I recall correctly, was your solo when you sang with Euphoria back as an undergrad, correct?
Yes, it was. It was one of my favorites. And
what a hoot to hear it again, huh?
I had a blast to hear it again, yeah.
So, and now you're on CFM 91.9 in Williamstown, and we're going to take a quick break for Rebecca to check in with the weather and news.
So, not only is my baby coming back, but spring may actually be coming back. The weather is now a balmy 38 degrees compared to the previous, partly cloudy, and only dipping down to 20 tonight. So, you can still bundle up and have a lovely day. Oh, and then from the AP line, I'm going to read about here, everyone's favorite newsman.
Oh, boy. What's Santos up to now?
George Santos is the besieged Republican representative. George Santos arrives on the House floor most days to deliver short speeches celebrating women-owned small businesses, a special high school in his district, or raising concern about various countries and crises. At other times, he can be seen dashing through the halls of the U.S. Capitol, as lawmakers do, from one meeting to the next. He once passed out donuts to the press corps staking out his office. Far from being chastened by the widespread criticism, mockery, and rejection that Santos has received after having admitted to fabricating many aspects of his life story, the newly elected congressman is breezily carrying on in Congress. He is refusing calls for his resignation, all while rewriting the narrative in real time.
There's no comment on that.
Really. No, did you guys have anything to say?
Yeah, no.
I got nothing for that news clip.
All right.
Perfectly executed.
Well, geez, Rebecca, why don't you tell us what the next song is?
I would. This is a song that is a tribute to one of my favorite singers, Miss Joni Mitchell.
Right, and it's not actually Joni herself. She does not give Spotify rights to the public. So this is a very good cover of Carrie, and I will explain why I chose it when we return.
Fingernails are filthy. I got beach towels. it sure is hard to leave you, but it's really not my home. Maybe it's been too long a time since I've been scrambling down in the street. Now you got me used to that clean white linen and my fancy French cologne.
All right, we're back. That was a cover of Carrie by Joni Mitchell, and here is the backstory there. I don't know where you were that day, Mattson, but the day after the night before, I had a guest in the studio. It was our classmate, our dear Rachel Martin.
Yes.
And so she was helping me, and somebody called in a request, and Rachel got into it with him, and little did
That's
I know.
That's shocking to me.
I know. Yeah. Actually, I was just on the phone with Rachel last night.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Hi, Rach. Anyway, little did I know that it was none other than Christopher Reeve, who was in town, of course, for the Williamstown Theater Festival, and he called in a request. He wanted to hear California by Joni Mitchell, and Rachel got into a debate with him about what the best Joni Mitchell song was, and she was arguing for Carrie, not California, and there we are. And then I get all impatient, and I'm like, Rachel, stop, get off the phone. We're spinning the vinyl. Let's go here. And so I made her hang up on Christopher Reeve. That was such a rookie move. Anyhow, and then cut to last summer, I finally made it to Greece for the first time. And Carrie is about Joni Mitchell's then boyfriend, with whom she lived in the famous Metalla Caves for a period in the 1960s. And Steve Troyer and I were lucky enough to go there together. It was a terrific trip. All right. The next couple of songs remind me of sophomore year and junior year. At this point, we were all living in Mills, right?
Yes.
Mills 340, all three of us,
big,
as a matter of fact.
Family.
And so, yeah, take a listen. We've got Adamant and then some Guns N' Roses.
Man of my dreams.
Like all my mistakes through the centuries.
bit risque. Please don't say a word, I'll just slip away. I am not a man who believes in lies like an octopus with big x-ray eyes. So raise up, girl, you look a quiet sight. A bit generous, I'm on my own tonight. So raise up, girl, I'll be young and reckless.
Welcome to the jungle.
All right. So sophomore year, the Adam Ant Strip single, you reminded me, Rebecca, of something that I had totally forgotten. We hosted a party, third and fourth floor. What's that?
How hot he was.
Mm. So we called it. So the orgasm party, and explain what the beverage was. This sounds so gross.
Oh, so there was this really lovely drink that we stumbled upon. I don't actually remember where, called the orgasm. And it was half Bailey's and half peppermint schnapps. And it left you such a pleasant taste in your mouth.
Oh, very minty fresh.
Just, it was. It lived up to its name. So we decided to have an orgasm party.
So, and if I recall correctly, the invitations read, Mills, third and fourth floor, orgasm party. Everybody's coming. We were so clever. And I lived in Mills 342 for 2 years in a row, which is interesting. And then junior year, the Guns N' Roses album was pretty much playing on repeat everywhere, every party, sometimes the same song in a row. I don't know that anybody cared or maybe even noticed, but I don't particularly like it, but it definitely harkens back to that year. So let's go forward now into a little more of junior year. I took off for, actually, Mattson, you went to Oxford, didn't you?
Just for a J term.
Yeah, and I was away then too.
I went to Nora.
Oh, yeah, we have a tribute coming to Nora Vincent, our classmate who recently passed away. Anyway, in Germany, I went with Sarah Fulkerson, and Tom Ferguson was part of that too. We went to the Goethe Institute, and Alphaville is, I think this track is a little bit older than 1989, but it does remind me of that period. So here you go, Sarah.
Great.
Here's some Alphaville for you.
We'll be right back.
All right, so now we're up to spring break of junior year, 1989, and Fine Young Cannibals was everywhere, and Kristen Mumma and I were as well.
Also everywhere.
Yeah, and one of the places we went, I don't know.
Sometimes just as naked as Fine Young Cannibals.
Well, yep, and scamming rides from security. Do you remember that? We had an extra crutch in the suite. And
you might have made more money than Fine Young Cannibals.
Well, you mean because of the pub? What we did at the pub?
Well, and all of your business dealings.
Oh, my goodness. You mean in Key West? Is
yes.
that where we're going? Oh, God. I don't know if I should tell that story.
I'm pretty sure any statute of limitations is over.
Well, okay, fine. We went to Key West for spring break of 1989, basically tagging along the class of 89. There were like 60 people there. And we would try to get, we ended up sleeping in our car because we hated the campground where we went. And we had only like 3 cassettes, and that was one of them. So we played it over and over. But anyway, while we were in Key West, we were waiting for the class of 89 to go down to this pier where there was like this massive, everyone went and viewed the sunset.
Yeah.
And as we were waiting, I was leaning on one railing and she was leaning on the other one. And I guess we appeared official because somebody walked up to me and showed me their ID and took me a beat. And I said, that'll be $5. And next thing you know, I'm collecting cash and she's checking IDs. And we made about $70 in in about
beer
20
money for the
minutes.
Rest of the trip.
Oh, yeah. We converted it to beer almost immediately. Anyway, so thank you for all of the fun times, Kristen. The next two take us up to senior year. And yeah, Christy Johnson, thanks for the love. WWRFC is definitely in the house today here at WCFM 91.9 in Williamstown. And speaking of Williamstown, Gina and Rebecca and I lived in what we called the Blue House senior year.
It's now the greenhouse.
Now it's now the greenhouse, and it's a clean energy concern. And we were anything but clean or energetic. Yeah. 55 North, and the Carly Simon, You're So Vain was a rugby staple, and then Like a Prayer by Madonna. Mm. Gina, do you remember when you had it in your head that we were going to literally form a house band? We were all... We were going to play that song. Do you remember this?
Yes, I had a drum kit in my uh-huh. room.
Yeah, and you told me I was going to be the bassist. I had to learn how to play bass. And it's a little less far-fetched now that we know you're a professional musician. And Rebecca and I have both performed with actual bands that we've been in. Anyway, so this is for all the WW ladies. You're so vain and like a prayer.
Strategically did. the millennium after the century before. I'm Kathy Ryan. Rebecca Matson is here with me.
Hello, and we have a special guest.
Yes, Chris Jones, Kathy Ryan, great studio, Williamstown native.
By the way, that's Officer Kathy Ryan.
Kathy the Bruiser Ryan.
Right. Here's another story. Okay. This one's kind of a sad story. This next tribute is to another classmate whom we've lost, our dear friend Liz Martin.
Oh, yes. Corn Girl.
Yeah, what are your favorite? Do you have any good Liz memories?
My good Liz memories. How she would smoke a blunt and run 10 miles. I never understood that.
Yeah, I don't know.
Boundless energy.
Boundless energy.
A smile that never stopped. Yeah.
100-watt smile. Incredible. And we lost her in 2018, am I right?
Yep.
October 2018. Yep. Well, this song is Stevie Ray Vaughan, and that's because after graduation in 1990, I, like about a dozen other peeps, went to Japan for a little while to work. Liz was among them, and shortly after I arrived, which was maybe August of 90, Liz came to visit Chap Peterson and me in
Osaka. She'd been living in Nagoya. And it was shortly after Stevie Ray Vaughan went down in a helicopter crash.
Mm-hmm.
My timing's correct, right?
Yeah.
And so this
was
his. Yeah. So this song, "The House Is a Rockin'," actually my band covered just last night at our gig, and it just reminds me of Liz. It reminds me of sitting around that afternoon together with them, sort of mourning the loss of the musician, and now, of course, we also mourn Liz herself. Lay there 'neath the covers.
sports car with the warm wind in her hair. So she let the phone keep ringing, and she sat there softly singing little nursery rhymes she'd memorized. My daddy's easy chair. Her husband, he's off to work, and the kids were off to school, and there were oh so many ways for her to spend a day. She could clean the house for hours, or rearrange the flowers, or run naked through the shady street, screaming all the way.
That last song just reminds me of 1991. Mattson, do you remember Thelma and Louise?
I do. I do. I have thought many a time of driving off into the sunset.
Well, you know, yeah, it's a cautionary tale, but it's also like this female bonding. You know, it's like losing yourself to find yourself, and, you know, the sisterhood. And I don't know, just I always associate that song with Heather Adams. I don't know if she's listening. Heather Adams Wilcox. Class of 90, that was for you. And Chris Gondek just hot mic'd, pranked me, made me think I said a whole lot of things on air that I was saying off air. So Chris Jones, the philosophy that we're going to espouse now is dance like nobody's watching and always speak as if the mic is on at all times. Not a bad tip. So the next song comes from... is Chris coming back? Because I think the song's already...
Well, no, it's all right.
It's already playing, though. So that's weird. Sweet Jane was, okay, so a group of people who were in Japan in 90 and 91, and some of them longer than that, I left in 91, took a trip together at Christmas of 1990, and we went to Thailand together. This was Chap Peterson and Ann Peterson, no relation, and Mo Holden and Mike Lane and Mike Hudgens, and we went to Bangkok, and then we went to this little island very close to the Cambodia border called Koh Mok, which now is filled with tourist hotels, but back then was off the beaten track, even in the hippie trail country of Thailand. Anyhow, we stayed in these bungalows, and these Israeli guys were running the place, and they had like three cassettes total, and one of them they just played over and over, and I just always think, when I hear Sweet Jane, of that vacation in Christmas of 1990.
Thank you. around the corner, suitcase in my hand, jacket's in his corset, Jane is in her vest, and me, I'm in a rock and roll band. Huh. Riding a stud's big hat, Jim. You know, those were different times. All the poets, they studied rules of verse, and those ladies, they rolled their eyes. Sweet Jane, oh, sweet Jane, oh, sweet Jane. I'll tell you something, Jack, he is a banker.
We're back. That last song, Grateful Dead, just reminds me of a lot of different Williams people. But Rachel Martin's going to come up again because in the spring of 92, I took a cross-country road trip with her and one of my Japan friends. And we didn't have, here's the story. Is this like the theme and repeat of the day? There were only a few cassettes in the car. And it was Rachel's car, so there were a lot of Dead bootlegs. And don't get me wrong, I like the Grateful
String
Dead.
String Cheese Invasion. Had what they, were they called?
I don't even... String Cheese Incident? Incident.
Oh, Incident.
I don't know that they were a thing in 92. Anyway, there was a lot of Grateful Dead in the car, and a little goes a long way. So, anyway, but I did... Have you ever seen them live before Jerry died?
I have.
Yeah.
They were memorable events. Believe it or not.
Yes, I went to two Dead shows, both with Williams people, fun fact. And Dead & Company, Steve Troyer and I caught this last summer. We took the Sprinter van party bus with somebody from the class of 85 had rented for a whole bunch of alumni. It was a heck of a lot of fun. We're going to see him this summer. Anyway, next couple of songs, Rebecca, are about you and me. We had the pleasure of living together again in the 90s when we were in graduate school. We were living in Somerville, and these songs come from the 90s, but it was a concert that you and I attended in 2021, right?
Yep.
August of 2021. We saw Garbage opening for Alanis Morissette in Hartford. What a great show. Oh my God, they can still totally rock. Mm-hmm. So here's Stupid Girl, and thank you.
You're high. antibiotics. How about stopping eating when I am full of? How about them trying to spare undangling carrots? How about that ever elusive good owl? Thank you, India. Thank you, terror. Thank you, disillusionment. Thank you, consequence. Thank you, thank you, silence. How about me not blaming you for everything? How about me enjoying a moment for once?
Studio at 91.9 WCFM. That was Thank You by Alanis Morissette. I'm Rebecca Mattson.
I'm Kathy Ryan.
And here we are on this beautiful afternoon on a Saturday. I believe the temperature has unchanged. It still is a, you know, balmy for March. Sarah, 38 degrees, partly cloudy, and there have been no meteorites sighted as of yet.
Is it going to warm up tomorrow? What's the tomorrow prediction?
Ooh, tomorrow.
Yeah.
Tomorrow. Well, after we cool down to a frigid 20, tomorrow it looks like, ooh, it's going to be about 40, 31. Sorry, the table was still moving. Okay. And now for news.
Let's not go to George. Let's pick up.
Let's read about...
Yeah, the news stories are different from when we were in college. They came literally off a printer, a UPI or AP wire.
Ooh, let's do celebrities.
Now we're reading online.
Fun. Lance Reddick, the star of The Wire and John Wick, dies at 60.
I am
just picturing who he is. Wow, he is a scary looking man.
Oh dear.
But I remember him from a TV show that I used to watch, which I think was, gosh, I can't remember the name of it, but anyhow, poor Mr. Reddick. I feel really bad for him, but now he has moved on to the higher plane. What do you say? Comments?
Rebecca, that's really touching. Yeah. Have you seen either of those movies? Have you seen the John Wick movies?
I have not.
No?
I have not, but I know this guy because he used to be in that show that was about the one woman who played all of these clones of herself.
Oh.
And he was in it, and he was amazing.
The Parent Trap?
No. This was like a 5-year series.
Where are we going?
5-year series.
They had like 10 seasons. It was insane.
What do you think about Keanu Reeves? Because he was in the John Wick.
Well, he's my secret lover. I wish.
Rebecca, what did we talk about saying things in the microphone?
All right, let's play some tunes.
And this is the goal that we've been waiting for all day.
Oh my God!
I tell you what,
you know,
the
I'm
candor.
So happy to provide.
Rebecca, what's this? So this next song.
The next song.
Is actually...
Oh, the next song really needs no introduction. But I am just going to have to say I have known this woman since before the beginning, and God, oh God, I'm so happy for her right now. Let's just listen, and we'll celebrate, and we'll talk about her later. Right. A Long Hard Way.
Broken promises and unlived dreams, diverted paths of hope, through endless trials and tribulations. It's been a long, hard way back home. Yes, it's been a long, hard way back home.
eyes, misguided by my thoughts. Misinterpretations and fraught conflations.
It's been a long, hard way back home. Yes, it's been a long, hard way back home.
The prickly brambles and tangled vines, blinded by ambition. Vow resentment for wasted time.
It's been a long, hard way back home. Yes, it's been a long, hard way back home.
All right. Gina is in the studio with us, the front woman of Misty Blues, and they are having quite a run. That song was a thrill for Rebecca Mattson and me to participate on, and our dear friend Wendy Lipp. I know you're listening, Wendy. Class of 90, you summoned us, Gina, to be your blues sirens, correct?
That's right, the blues sirens.
Yes, that was your 11th album, One Louder, Spinal Tap, shout out. Yeah. And we had such a cool experience coming to your production studio and just watching the process of how you put together the songs. And you literally and figuratively orchestrate everything. Do you want to talk about your upcoming album, which we might close out our show with in a few minutes?
Sure, sure. No, I have the 12th album coming out, and it comes out on March 31st, and we're so incredibly excited. We have some incredible featured artists, you know, aside from the sirens. I'm so happy to have you guys back on the next album. But we have Eric Gales is a featured artist.
Such a cool get.
I'm like, that's a whale right there. So we're pretty excited about that. My uncle, you know, relatives in the band, you probably shouldn't do that. Oh, I'm so happy that we're doing this one.
Special one.
Yeah, no, he's amazing. My uncle Petri Bird is, you know, Judge Judy's bailiff Bird.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
So, and he has a fantastic voice. Yeah. And actually, that track that we're on just released yesterday for early purchase on
What's it
iTunes
called?
And Amazon. I Don't Sleep.
I Don't Sleep.
I Don't Sleep. It's and you the guys, story of my life.
Oh, wow. You guys get pretty steady rotation on Bluesville on X Sirius, correct?
That's right. We're really fortunate.
And speaking of keeping it in the family, Diego, oh my gosh, Gina's son, remember the name Diego Mung, people. He is going places.
It'll just be Diego.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. That's right. He's a bassist, a drummer, a songwriter in his own right.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Guitarist, yeah.
Incredibly gifted and just such a nice guy. So props to him for all he's done.
He's all over this album. We co-wrote quite a few numbers on this 12th album together. Yeah, and it's been a lot of fun.
Well, we'll catch one of your first singles, or maybe was it your first single? Well, maybe you should close our show with that. But
ooh, yeah.
One more quick tribute and one more song before we get there. And back to Nora Vincent. Just wanted to remember another fallen soldier, our friend Nora Vincent. And we lived with her at 55 North Street in 1989 and 90. Yeah. And she... you know, she was an intense person sometimes. She didn't suffer fools easily, not necessarily easy to live with her. But man, she was as one of the biggest brains I've ever come in contact with, paid really close attention to everything you said, curious about everything and everybody. And I, you know, when she once told me, like, tell me something funny. You've got a good sense of humor. Or, I love how your mind works, she said to me one day. And I was like, wow, if Nora Vincent is complimenting that, that's like the highest praise.
Right.
So after graduation, she went on to be a highly regarded journalist and novelist and a couple of sort of gonzo projects. Some of you might know Self-Made Man or Voluntary Madness. And here's just a funny story that occurred to me as I was driving here today. And about 2012, I was in New York City walking to our friend Amanda Gallagher's apartment. I don't know if Amanda's listening. In the East 60s. And I said to my then husband,
sure she is.
I said, you know what? I think Nora Vincent might actually live around here also. And I swear to God, we turned the corner and literally bumped into her. Like, actually was like, oh, excuse me. And it was Nora. She was walking. And I, well, right. But it was
on the sidewalk?
But we bumped into each other just as I had spoken her name, and there she was. It was spooky. And speaking of spooky, here's the weird thing that gives me the haunts still. She said, well, you can't walk down this street. You're going to have to cut down the next street because, unfortunately, there had been a jumper. A suicide had taken place at Nora's building, and she made some sort of wry joke about, you know, sometimes we all feel like doing that, and sadly, that felt like foreshadowing now when I think about how she did an assisted suicide just last summer. So we miss her very much. This song, interestingly, Chris did a little research with me, and it turns out one of her final projects was writing lyrics for, let's see, what's the name of the group? With Vern Woodhead on an album called Songs for Samuel. She wrote all the words and in some cases sang backup. And I love this track. It's got some David Byrne intellectual heft and a lot of Brian Ferry bounce. It's actually a really cool song. So give it a listen. It is called, what is it called? We don't have, I don't know what the title is. We'll find out.
We boast inventions. There are really no such thing. All those leaps of human genius that once dazzled as unique.
Thank you.
domesticating animals emerge again to fertilize in turn more generations.
Right. Well, it's been a whole big amount of fun being back here in the studio. I'm Kathy Ryan.
And I'm Rebecca Mattson.
And the studio's full of 1990 Williams alums. We've got Chris Jones in the house and James Small and Ed Wiggers and Gina Coleman are all here. And I'm about to turn over the wheel to Chris Gondek, who's going to take us to the 8 o'clock hour or so. And our last...
And beyond.
And beyond. Yes, you can call in your requests and keep them going if you want. But we hope to see him at the pub later, so maybe not. Our last number was the last number at IFAPalooza. How many of us were there? Three of us, right? Last, the spring of 2022 is a massive fundraiser in D.C. in support of Mike Curtin's D.C. Central Kitchen's building of a new facility. And my boyfriend, Steve Troyer, masterminded the entire event. It was a resounding success financially and musically. We had a whole bunch of Williams bands there, the Pigs, the Rhythm Method, or reconstructions of these bands. And of course, our Misty Blues. And then all of the bands got on the stage for sort of a last waltz-style finale at the end. And we all collaborated on the band song, The Wait. Here we go. Thanks very much.